My name is Genesis.
I'm Tanya.
And this is the Misunderstood Podcast.
Where we broadcast our unpopular opinions to the world.
Period. I hope y'all ready. So, to start this thing off, I just want to preface one or five things. Me and Tanya had a good talk about it, and we just going to start giving you these podcasts how you get it. I be editing these MFs for like 2 hours because me and Latanya be talking for like 3 hours.
We really do.
Before, during, and after the podcast. So we're going to start being more conversational, and we're just going to stop editing so much. So y'all finna hear super very positively unpopular, unfiltered opinions from now on.
You get what you get.
Period. And tell us how y'all feel about it. Or don't. Or fucking don't. Because this is what you're going to get.
Exactly.
Anyway, Latanya. Joe Biden won the presidency of the United States. Won the election.
Donald Trump is fired.
Oh my God. You're fired.
You are fired, Donald Trump.
You're fired.
Pack your bags.
That's
somebody said that Trump, I saw a meme that said that Trump got to experience the full 2020 experience. He got COVID. He lost his job. And
he got evicted.
Yeah, he got evicted and he lost his job. Now you know how I feel.
Period.
And I'm so happy, y'all. And it's not even that I'm just super pro Biden because I've actually voted for Bernie in the primaries. But I'm so happy Trump is out of the office. That was the biggest concern for me.
Oh, yes. I think that was everybody's concern.
We can just breathe, Genesis.
Y'all smell that air? It just smells like victory.
Yes.
But y'all, this was so important that we are going to ditch the regular scheduled podcast going up tomorrow to do this one because it was so important.
Right.
We were talking on the podcast and we was talking about the election because
it was the week of the results.
So we did it on Sunday. It was like 2 days before the votes.
Right.
And we was like, oh man, you know, next time you see us, we gonna know who the president of the United States was. And all week, y'all, we was like, yo, we might pop back on here and not know.
Right.
And since he won, we're not gonna scrap it. I might, that actually might be a good video idea for like, you know, Christmas, holiday time.
Yeah, just have bonus episodes.
Yeah, we might throw that out. Cause it was really long. So I'm thinking about splitting it up into two parts and we might just give that to y'all
during the holiday season.
But yes, y'all, Joe Biden, what is his middle name?
Joseph R. Biden. And he was preaching at his little speech. Did you listen?
I did not listen to his speech.
I listened to him and Kamala. Kamala. How do you say her name?
Kamala.
Kamala?
I don't know.
Kamala.
You know, we are in the country. So, Latanya here is a country bumpkin.
Yes.
And I am from the Midwest. I just say Chicago, but if the Chicago people knew me, I was from Palatine. But, so Latanya says Kamala in the most country way I've ever heard it in my life.
I can't never get that lady name right.
Like, come on.
But she made history. Shout out to her.
Period.
She is the first minority vice president, meaning she is a woman. And she is a woman of color. She is black and South Asian descent.
Yes.
So she is literally like she check off all the boxes of minorities.
And that sound period. And
so she the first woman, black, South Asian, Indian, and biracial
vice president.
And I'm so excited. Like, it's very refreshing. Like, we've never seen anything like this ever.
Yes. And for y'all who really do not grasp the importance of a moment like this, I do want to take y'all on a little bit of a history lesson. So slavery lasted for about 4 years, and then right after that not four.
Well, we was just in slavery with Trump for the last 4 years. I get what you were trying to say,
but yeah, so slavery lasted for 400 years, and then we had to go through Jim Crow, and then finally we had the it was Jim Crow, the Civil War, and in the
segregation.
What are they called?
Civil
Rights Movement. Mm-hmm. So let me say that better. So we went through 400 years of slavery. Right after that, we dealt with Jim Crow laws, and segregation and stuff like that. Then it was the Civil War, and then the Civil Rights Movement. And when you say it like that, it sounds like all this stuff was a long time ago, but if Martin Luther King was alive today, I want to say he would be in his 80s.
Yeah.
Correct? So the importance of that is black folks have been in this country helping build it and maintain it, but we have never been in a lot of the positions of power.
Exactly.
That is why stuff like this is so important. People always think that all this stuff was such a long time ago, but MLK would have been 80 years old if he wasn't assassinated.
All right, can y'all hear me? Are you looking at me? All right, so I just wanted to pop in this part of the podcast because me and Latanya's math and everything is all over the place. So I just want to say that we were talking about Martin Luther King Jr. and the age and how long all this stuff has been. So I just looked it up right now because I thought our math was bad. So Martin Luther King would have been 91 in 2020, which makes him a pretty old man. And he got assassinated 52 years ago. So we're talking about we're talking about 50 years ago, a little over 50 years ago. We were still fighting for our rights to be equal to people in America, to our peers, even though we weren't seen as that. And then MLK would have been 91 years old, not in his 80s. So back to regular scheduled programming, I just wanted to make sure we had those things right.
All this stuff was less than 60 years ago.
Yes. And that's why that is why it's so important. I was watching Kamala Harris. I'm about to say her name wrong.
Yeah, I'd be tearing that lady name up. But you know, I love you, girl.
And I was so excited. And the thing for me is now I can, I have representation and stuff like that. You do not see enough, and this is not shading minorities, because I, even though technically I'm a minority, I'm a black woman. So even though I support everybody equally, I'm gonna fight for my black self because I want my life to matter. That's why we have the movement of Black Lives Matter. So seeing a black woman, and with all the minority boxes checked, be a sitting vice president is fucking amazing.
Yes.
Because we've been fighting against this shit for so long, and 60 years, just like 60 years ago, we just got through a lot of the bullshit. But like everybody has been saying, Joe Biden got elected, he won, but we still have work to do.
We do. A lot of work.
That's why,
a lot of work to do.
That is why this stuff is so important, if anybody didn't understand it. If you look at all these pictures of all these government officials and everybody who's supposed to be representing us, they are old white men. And I think at this point in America, history is going to be history eventually. We got to make a change. You know,
we do.
These old white men do not represent me.
Rich white men at that. Like,
rich.
They literally don't represent the everyday average American. So, speaking of this and this celebration, how do you feel about Donald Trump, the former president, saying that all of this is a fraud? And he's on a warpath right now.
So, this is the most classic of classics. Do they have a male version of a Karen, or is it just a dick? Like, is it a difference?
I don't know the name for the male version of Karen.
We can just call him a Donald.
Yeah.
Donald. We're gonna start calling y'all niggas Donald. But to me, y'all always want to put race on these negative connotations, but Donald Trump is really acting quote unquote, which I would call ghetto. Like, you know what I mean? This nigga is saying, no, these votes can't count, and he's not willing to concede. Like, it's so unfortunate. And what I want people to understand now, that is the most important thing, is this man said it on, I don't know what show he be on, he was on something with Gail. He said that what Trump is doing right now, and what everybody around him is accepting, the people who are speaking out against or with him, you are burning the furniture of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people think now that it's okay to outwardly speak about like voter fraud, especially if it's not true.
Right.
When it's real, 100%.
Exactly.
Voter fraud, nobody's saying voter fraud is not a real thing. But remember when y'all was yelling All Lives Matter? Like that energy is the same thing for votes, bitch. All votes matter. Like,
right.
So seriously, with him being so vocal about this and speaking to his cult following, because he does have a cult following,
he really does.
Super damaging.
And he'll keep them.
It's super damaging to democracy. And what I do know is, every single person who is allowing this and speaking with him, y'all are not gonna go down good in history.
I don't think so either.
Y'all were gonna get a page. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Donald Trump was gonna get a fucking page in the history book, because he has a cult following. But y'all are not gonna. The history books are gonna speak about y'all so trash because y'all are really coming for this democracy that we all was like, cool, we with.
Yeah.
Even though we've been trying to make it not so biased to rich white men.
Right.
But y'all are coming for this one of the most sincere forms of democracy, right, which is voting. And
even his party, the Republican Party, are not, they not with it. They're not opposing him, but they're definitely not agreeing either. I think that it was already like a stain on your reputation.
Of course.
To associate yourself with Donald Trump. But the Republican Party, the party, not his cabinet and his administration, not his cabinet, but just the Republican Party, that I don't even think they really had a choice. That's who they voted in. But at this point, moving forward, I don't think they with it no more. No. His vice president, his former vice president, Mike Pence, is crickets. Mike Pence ain't about to stain his reputation because Trump out here cutting up. And you know how he sound. This is how he sound to me. He sound like every vote for Biden is a fraud and every vote for me was legal. That is like how he sound. Like, that's, you sound crazy. You not only lost the popular vote by more than Hillary beat you. Like Biden dusted your ass in the popular vote, but he also dusted your ass in the Electoral College. Even did you see the final count?
No.
It's like, girl, it like Biden...
When they kept counting?
Yes. Hold on.
And through all of this, I know I'm not cutting
to... It's 290 to 240. To 214. Like, you really lost big.
Even racist even people...
Even voter suppressive Electoral College couldn't help you in this one.
Even, you know how I imagine it was in the room where they're all voting at, like the 214 people who did it, the people on the other side was like, they was even looking at them like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And they was like, y'all right, we're gonna stop.
Yeah.
We're not gonna keep doing this. But even racist people are tied out on Trump. And that's how you know, like, so many people are fed up with him. It's not always just about the laws and policy. It's a lot going to the delivery.
Yeah.
About what he's saying and how he's saying it. Yeah. And a lot goes to what the fuck he's saying, but
I'm still trying to figure out, and I posted this on my Facebook page when they were still tallying up the votes. Even though Donald Trump, I feel like he lost by a landslide at this point.
Yes.
But a lot of people still voted for him.
Yes.
71 million people or whatever. I'm just very disappointed. Like, 4 years of this and you still want Donald Trump. Like, what did you get out of his 4 years? What did you get?
American people, what I have learned by growing up in America, and I might move eventually. At this point, America, you know, like when people grow up in the hood and they be like, oh yeah, like I'm from the hood, but I came up and I'm not from the hood no more. Right. Y'all can see me doing that in Canada. I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm from America, but like, fuck that shit. But I lost my point. Oh, but what I have learned about the American people, specifically white Americans, they will do anything and everything to protect their supremacy. So if anybody is going to say fuck yeah white people, let's be fucking racist, if it puts you in a place of power, they with that shit. And it's not that everybody is not progressive, but what I've learned about fucking white America is that they would rather at the detriment of other people be at the top. Like I said, I don't think every single person who voted for Donald Trump is
that's at the forefront of their mind. It's probably obviously not.
But if they feel like Donald Trump is gonna uphold that white supremacy that they crave, like, bro, I could just imagine them just like, oh my god, I'm white.
You know what I really feel like? Even the people who are not outwardly, covertly, overtly racist, who will interact with me and you on any given day. A nice old white lady, nice old white man, nice,
you know, young people too,
and will interact with us, but it's like something deep down inside of them that I feel like they still,
I'm better than you,
feel superior to us. And I almost feel like mostly all minorities, but especially Black people, since we were literally considered chattel. I just think that that is how they always want us, want the powers to be. It in is, the way of society, they want that.
It was the only way, like I said, going back to history, the only way that these white people who stole this country from
the indigenous people.
Indigenous, because also Trevor Noah made a good point. If you say Native American, you're saying American. You can't be Native, like you fucking Native. No, they're indigenous people. They were fucking here first. So the same way that those white people stole this land from those people and put them on reservations and continue to steal their reservations and continue to steal their reservations.
And continue to erase their history.
The only way that they were going to make it so that people were going to be okay with that was to belittle and erase and like eradicate groups of minority people. And we talk about Black people a lot because Black people really were the people who were building this country. They were taken from Africa. They were stolen and brought over here to build this country. And the only way people were going to be down for this is if they felt like, the only way people were going to be sleeping at night is if they felt like these people were not people. They were not even second class citizens, but looked at as like animals, property. What was the word you said earlier?
Chattel.
Chattel. So, like Latoya is saying,
chattel slavery.
Like Latoya was saying.
And they treated their animals better than Black people.
If that's the only way you can sleep at night, because white guilt is something serious that they will never, never, never admit. Yeah. If the only way you get to sleep at night is feeling like, yeah, that was right, we're on top. That's how these people get through today. So racism is never fucking okay.
It's not.
But that is how America was built. And the difference between America and so many other countries is that America is one of the only places where they will not admit and apologize for actions like that. And that is why racism plays a big part in our country today.
Right.
At first, a long time ago, it was straight up racism. But now we just have microaggressions, which is still very fucking racist.
Yeah.
But
it's covert racism.
It's just a way that you can do it without feeling too bad about yourself.
Right.
But what Trump did was he took the blanket off a lot of people and made people feel okay with being overtly racist again. Mm-hmm. And
he took the blanket off himself. If I was really thinking about this, I genuinely enjoyed Celebrity Apprentice and enjoying his reality show.
That's crazy too.
Right? I mean, I watched The Apprentice and then the Celebrity Apprentice. I kind of liked Trump on his show. I was like, oh, this is good.
It's funny.
And Donald Trump had a level of respect in entertainment, you know what I'm saying? And I think that is another reason why he is spinning, because his respect is gone, it's diminished.
Yes,
he definitely has his cult following,
of course,
but it's crazy because his cult following flipped like the state of Georgia. See how I did that?
Period.
No, but his cult following are racist white supremacists, and he showed his true colors finally. But he really had the respect of like well-respected white people and Black people.
Yeah.
And now them people be like, I don't know that man.
Wealthy.
I don't know that man.
Million and billionaires. Yeah. Yes, she is 100%.
Who is
right.
The person who did the voice for Mike Wazowski? He's a famous actor, and he also is known for hosting the Oscars the most amount of times.
I'm gonna put his face up.
Yeah.
When I find his face, give me 1 second.
But he that somebody was doing an interview with him, and they was like what happened, like this was the election of 2016, and they was like, you know, you were
Billy Crystal.
Yes, Billy Crystal. And
shout out to Billy Crystal.
Yeah, he is so funny. And he was like, I used to like Trump, I used to golf with that man, like that was the homie. And he was like, the racist white supremacist, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And so that's like unfortunate, like he has really tarnished his own self because he exposed who he truly was.
And he knew, and what's super unfortunate about all this is, you ever seen Once Upon a Time?
The show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to people.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time.
Y'all, I'm on season 4, and sidebar, y'all, it's crazy. Like, I've never seen a show do so many loopholes and backstories and making everything fit together, and I'm shook. It's really, yes, really good.
Shook it. But that show is so good.
On one episode that I just watched this weekend recently, we found out that Peter Pan was Rumpelstiltskin's father. Spoiler alert, I am so sorry, but this is not that part. But this is what's important.
Dang, I didn't make it that far.
I'm girl, it's good. Okay. It's good. It's okay. But that's why Rumpel act like that.
So Rumpel, that's why he act like that.
Because he left him. But that's not the point.
Dang, I'm gonna have to catch up now. Okay.
We should do a whole, so we're gonna start doing like 15-minute things of us talking shit about shows, because girl, yeah, it's good. Anyway, so Peter Pan, he had these people who did not live on his island, because his whole thing was Peter Pan needed power to stay alive, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make this be cohesive, make it make sense. Peter Pan's whole thing in the show was he needed power to stay alive in Neverland, to be a boy forever. He had these people go on these missions to find magic and like destroy it. And these people, they were like, well, who do you work for? They were like, we don't know, we just take orders from whoever. These fucking humans finally made it to Neverland, and he murked them, and they were like, yo, like, what's going on? And they were like, well, why didn't you, he was like, well, why did you have these people against magic if you support magic? Right. And he said, it is easier to make people fight for something they hate than something they believe in. So he took this deep hatred of minorities, black people, anybody who considers themselves an other except for white people, like, and just straight white people too. He took this deep hatred of others and formed it into a whole political campaign for himself. And that is why he really has such a cult following. And that's the correlation I made. When Peter Pan said that, I was like, yo, it's true. If you can get a group of people to hate something with you, bro, that is a lot of power you have. Even if you don't entirely believe in all that. Trump is fucking rich. Wealthy. Yes. He's a millionaire, billionaire. Yeah. A lot of the stuff he says or even wants people to believe in him with does not apply to him. He paid $750 on his taxes last year, y'all. So I'm saying this to say, the cult following, y'all gonna be in a cult. I don't even fucking care no more. Don't come up over here.
Right.
Because you can get it if you need it. Right. But he's saying this stuff for the people, but he's really just using y'all hatred for everybody else to fuel y'all anger. Yep. He is about to get evicted from the White House, because as many times as they recount or he takes all this stuff to court, because a lot of stuff is getting dismissed, he is not the president. He's going to be kicked out in January, and he cannot stay there. So what do you do after that? You are still going to be poor, and if you don't consider yourself poor, look at the fucking wealth gap in America. You're probably fucking poor.
Exactly. Because the middle class is definitely decreasing and decreasing.
Yes, and even the middle class compared to the 1%, y'all, is fucking poor.
I have one more question about the election. What did you do to celebrate Joe Biden's, because it was a cause for victory. This is the best news that I have received regarding the country in 2020.
Yes, of course. This is the low-key best news of 2020, honestly. I would say the only thing that would top this is me leaving my ex-boyfriend, but
I am dead.
That was shady.
I am so dead.
That felt a lot better than Joe. No, it did feel a lot better than Joe Biden winning. But Joe comes in second place. But seriously, for the 2020 that we had, it's a breath of fresh air to know that we don't have to go into 2021 with Donald. I was washing clothes, and that's how I found out he won. I was lit in there, like, man. But I came over to hang out with LaTanya, and, you know, I got drunk in here by myself, and that's what I did. She went on a date. I didn't fucking know that we had stuff set up like that. So, you know, it's you know, like, you know when you have friends and, like, they be dating, but you don't be dating? So I'm free, and she fucking, oh, by the way, I'm gonna go on a date.
Yeah.
So I sat in here and got drunk by myself, and then she brought her date back home. And so I left. But That's what I did.
So you got lit.
I got lit by myself.
Yeah.
It was fun though.
Yeah.
I was chilling.
Yeah, you was. You was lit. I had fun too. Awesome. I went out and had drinks. We had margaritas. I mean, ain't nothing like celebrating a long, hard week of vote counting votes.
Bro, man, they
by
was
going to get you some margaritas and nachos.
Period. Can we? No, but seriously, because I did not think they were gonna have it done by when we reported. Man, was they taking forever to count the votes though. It was somebody,
especially
kept,
Nevada.
They was making posts about Nevada TikToks. I'm gonna put a few TikToks in about the vote counting. It was the one TikTok and the girl was like, what's the song? It was like one. Something two.
That's how the dream comes. I saw
this. Yes. Somebody said Nevada was counting the votes, right. And I was like, "Yeah, Nevada was." They were like, "No, we are gonna skip and scan all of these. Right. No illegal votes."
Ain't it a Trump Tower in Nevada? I could be wrong. Let me make sure. I think it's because that's the state of Vegas, right?
Yes. If it is one, didn't we see one? Wasn't it?
I'm just, yeah, I think we saw one in, yep. It's, yep.
All right, I'm gonna put a picture in the Trump Tower.
That's why they probably felt some kind of way. You know, he's putting money into, he stipulated that economy.
Wait,
a little
another
bit.
Goddamn mother flipping.
They
kind
of didn't know what to do, but they had to count all of the legal votes. Trump really out here like legal votes and illegal votes. And I'm going to stop going in on Trump and just let him. I'm going to let him continue to show the world. I think this is actually good. Like, a lot of people are like, he just need to shut up and stop. No. Let him continue to show the world how foolish he is, because all of this is documented. We are just, the world is watching you continue to be an idiot.
Yes.
He is out here bad. He is going out sad.
Oh, yeah.
He's
going out really bad. I think the thing about Trump for me is, you know, this man got, I was about to say I didn't elect him into office, but he got into office. And did 4 years of that bullshit.
Okay.
Man, I wish I could skip those seasons. But whatever. But y'all expected him to do anything but this. That's what I'm saying. At this point, everybody, didn't we all know he wasn't gonna bow down gracefully? Wasn't that just like the assumption? And I'm dead serious. You know, before everything, and I was telling Latanya, I'ma cut back to whatever podcast I said there was going to be a lot of people who vote this year, and I said that. I don't think people thought it was going to be this much. This is record-breaking voting, y'all. Yep. So obviously it was going to take more than one night to count. That was right. Just obvious. But y'all, I kept saying Joe Biden will win. He's going to win, and a lot of people are going to come out and vote, and he's going to win. But did y'all, even knowing all those facts, who really thought that Donald Trump was not going to act like this? I don't even think anybody had any other way to look at it.
I don't even think people was thinking about it like that. I think most people knew that he would not bow out gracefully, but Trump has this ability, and I think it's because he's an entertainer first. He will sometimes he would do things respectably. Like, even in the last debate, remember, he was calm and more mild-mannered. And so, I just wasn't sure if we was going to get the Looney Tune that we are seeing, or if we was just going to get... Because at the end of the day, Trump is a rich, privileged person. Mm-hmm. Like, he ain't going to the streets, you know what I'm saying? He going to one of his towers. So I didn't know if he was just gonna be like, I didn't know if he was gonna be like what we are seeing, or if it was gonna be more just mildly being like making jabs and stuff, but still like being respectable enough to be like, I concede, and still saying it was a sham, but I concede and I'll write a book. Like, I didn't know what Trump we was gonna get, because I have seen him be extreme and abrasive, but I've also seen mild mannered and respectable and reading from a teleprompter. So I really wasn't sure. And I think his team would rather him just do everything, do the formalities, but he is unhinged. Can't nobody control that man.
I don't even think they want him to do that at this point. And speaking about his team, he has a horrible team.
He does.
Breaking news, guys. I'm going to put a few videos. I'm going to put the thread in here.
Oh, what you showed me today. That was so funny. Yeah.
So, okay. So, the Trump team decided they were going to have a rally. In Pennsylvania somewhere, Philadelphia specifically, and they booked he said Sias of the Four Seasons at Landing, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds like a super fancy name of a hotel. No. The Four Seasons at Landings is like a lot. It's just a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's right next to an adult club and across the street from, it was in a ghetto, but they really had a rally there because they made a mistake and accidentally reserved Four Seasons at Landing instead of the Four Seasons Hotel.
Right.
And they still had, like, they were just like, no mistake was made. Set everything up. And they really set that bitch up. And that man was up there hooping and hollering about, and it wasn't even Donald Trump, it was his, is that his lawyer?
Yeah. Well, was it, I don't know his name.
I'm not even gonna play. I don't care. The bald man. Yeah. But talking about legal action. But y'all, that was so funny. I sent that to LaTanya, like, girl.
See? Spiraling out of control.
His team, bro. Like, they don't even, like, they're like, bro, y'all, we on the wrong side of history. Like, let's just see how far we can go. You ever think about, and I don't mean to compare anybody to Satan himself, but
not Satan himself.
But listen, you know, when Satan was in heaven and was like, hey, God, like, I'm not vibing with what you're doing, and I'm about to do my own thing. And he thought he was hot shit, literally. He was like, nah, like, I'ma go and I'ma do this because this feels good and it's better.
He took angels
and he said, let's go, y'all, we out. And God was like, well, you know, I'm God and you're gonna lose in the ultimate ending. Well, I'ma take everybody I can with me. And that is what that's what they doing.
And now, and those are called demons.
Yes. And I think that is so funny.
We are really watching like a spiritual thing.
Right, spiritual warfare. And I think that is so funny because that's what they're doing at this point. They're so out of control that they didn't even, his fucking team couldn't even book him at a hotel for a rally.
Yeah.
And instead of admitting their mistake and being like, oh, we're gonna have this another day, they said, hook it up. No, whoever will listen. And they're putting in there like, we're at Four Seasons and Landing, right next to the Adult Films Club, across the street from the Motel 6, right next to the fire hydrant. Like,
yeah.
At this point,
it's crazy.
They going out bad.
They going out sad.
They're going out sad.
And I love that I've been watching the news. I love that all over different states, but also in different countries, because it was like footage from London. Like, people are celebrating.
That's
all of this
crazy, y'all.
Like, they are celebrating. They are out there in DC. Like, you are about to lose.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Like, crowds of people. Somebody even said, like, oh, they said even in New York, they have went out to the streets. People are just happy celebrating this. And they was like, that's Trump's hometown. Like, people in your hometown don't even rock with you.
You know what? Like yeah. They really don't fuck with you that heavy. Like, you, that's you. And they were like, nah, fam.
Yeah.
Trump is not my president.
Yeah.
And for, you know, all the people, who have taken a side or whatever, I do want to say, like, I'm an independent. I want people who are gonna represent me. I just happen to be way more progressive because I don't. That's just how I am.
Right.
You know, equality for everyone. It is so much less about a party at this point.
It really is.
And it was more about the person, and that's what we saw more. Even people who are like, no. Fucking, I'm a Republican. fuck black people and gay people and anybody who does not agree with the core Christian values that is me. They were like, no, we don't need Donald again, though. Even though everything else, we're not gonna tolerate that behavior anymore.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah. What about this? Because a lot of stuff has been happening this week surrounding this. What about that lady who was praying? Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Paula White. Did you see Paula White praying?
I did not.
It was so funny. And I'm telling you, she prayed the prayer. And Trump, she prayed the prayer. And the crazy thing about it was her intentions were for him to win. But you did.
I saw that.
Yeah, her intentions were hit for praying for his victory, but she started calling down the angels and ancestors from Africa and South America, and look what happened. Georgia flipped. Pennsylvania flipped. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You pray for the African ancestors, and look what happened, girl.
It was like they were like, "What?
They came from the corner, the far corners of Wakanda." And they got it popping, okay? Like, you, prayer, angels from everywhere. She was really trying it. I'm
you about to lose your job.
Yeah, so I don't know what else to say, but I'm really excited. And like you have mentioned several times before, and I concur, I am unaffiliated. I definitely voted for Bernie in the primaries, but I knew still that once Biden was the pick, I was like, okay, start really doing your research on Biden and hold him accountable, and just know that he is the best person right now, because we only really had to pick between him and Trump. And I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen moving forward, because there's so many things that there's so much change, and there's just so many things that need to happen. One of the things I'm most concerned about in this moment is COVID. So
yes.
I know that Biden and Kamala are getting together a COVID task force on Monday. So, and they're going to work hard to develop it. So January, whatever day in January when he is actually in the White House, it's going to be activated.
And that's how scary
it is. That is such a relief. Like, politics is tricky, and like Genesis said, not one person can represent your true values, and I'm super progressive too. So Biden is definitely more of a conservative Democrat. So he definitely don't, a lot of things he don't represent for me. But I'm just happy and I'm relieved that somebody is taking COVID seriously.
Yes.
Like, that is like a breath of fresh air, like, finally. So y'all, maybe in 2021 things will be looking up for COVID. That's what I'm looking forward to with the presidency immediately. Like, the first, you know how they always talk about the first 100 days and stuff like that. I'm really hoping that they get a handle on COVID. What about you? Like, what are you excited for? Like the first 100 days or the first 6 months or?
Joe Biden said he was gonna forgive $30,000 in student loans, and I am one of those. Many people, many young people who did go to college. I took out some loans that I don't want to pay back, but I mean, you know, they will follow you forever. But yeah, that and I really want to see what they're going to do for what strides they're going to take with groups of minority.
Yes.
And all my Ice Cube stuff, y'all, I don't want it to ever come off like I'm being minority bashing, but as a black woman, I want to see what he's gonna do for black people.
Exactly.
So like I said, minorities, which is everybody, gay people, people who are transgender, disabled people, all every group of minority, I want to see the actions being put behind stuff like that. But y'all, I'm ready to see what this man gonna do for black people.
Yeah.
Because
I would like for us to have reparations.
Girl,
I'm serious too. I just really feel like that is not asking for too much.
No, it's absolutely not. But once again, no offense to my man Joe, I mean, I guess it's gonna separate the kids from the men.
Yeah.
A lot of white people, and for the white people watching this, and if you're not this, and it don't apply to you,
don't get offended.
Then don't get offended. A lot of white people do not want to accept their privilege.
Yeah.
And they do not want to express their guilt, so they suppress the guilt and up the privilege and pretend that either or does not exist. But for black people to get reparations, you have to put both those things on the table and be honest about it.
Right.
You have to be like, yes, I'm fucking guilty, even though I did not specifically do this to you. My ancestors did this, and it affected a group of people.
Right.
And that's the guilt. And then you have to be like, in me, I have privilege from all the stuff that you didn't have.
Exactly.
So putting those things together, I'm not saying Joe can't do it or won't do it. I'm just saying that it will separate the boys from the men. You have to be aware of that stuff to even make steps that way.
Right.
But that's what I'm excited about.
I agree. I want to see justice reform too. And I mean in every area, like policing.
We gonna have to have a whole podcast on the police, y'all.
Policing,
we
crime,
have not said nothing about the police.
Courts, like even stuff that people, I think some people don't even understand some of the smaller issues, like bail. Like some people, literally, Khalif Browder, who he has a Netflix series, he was innocent, but he was supposedly caught robbing somebody, and it came out have 2 years after he spent time in jail, or he spent like 2 or 3 years in jail just for them to dismiss his case.
I'm gonna have to
and
watch
he
that.
Was yeah and he was innocent, and the only reason why he could not post bail was because his bail was like $500, and he was just poor. He just lived in poverty. His family just did not have $500 to get, and it's sad that bail, like they hike bail, like prices up for people, and it also keeps bodies in jails when them bodies shouldn't even be in there.
Yes.
And because of all of the turmoil that he went through, because he wouldn't plead guilty because he was young, he was 16 when he got locked up. Everything he went through, he ended up committing suicide.
You know what?
That thing.
I'm lying. I did see that.
Yeah, like,
and he was 16 in a grown up penitentiary.
Yes, he was in Rikers.
And they're getting beat up and sexually assaulted and stuff
so
like that.
So why is there bail? I feel like if you are charged with something, if you are charged but you're not considered guilty,
or risk, that comes to play as well.
Yeah, there should be some sort of there should be something else in place instead of bail, because bail is just making people money. It's just really giving people money, and they can hike up prices if they want to. It's almost like a predatory loan, if you think about it, whereas you can just sign when it's something like that. Now, some people need to be locked up.
It is certain
but
things.
It should be different. It should, like, you should be able to bail yourself out, and it shouldn't be a cost. But if you don't show up to your court date, you're getting locked up.
It is some stuff I want to say. This is me speaking towards my criminal justice degree that I never got.
You are so funny.
But I went. But I didn't get my degree. I went for like 3 years. Bro, I should have just finished.
You learned the information.
I got my model penal code book, y'all. No, but I think there is a few things like that where like you could be like released on your own recognizance.
Yes.
But it's no bail. But I personally haven't seen that for like poor people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's minor. Like, I'm the criminal justice system, justice, it's just, we need reform.
Yes.
Like, there's still the 13th Amendment, which is basically modern day slavery.
Yes.
Like, I don't believe, and I don't care, this is for people that are not even just black. This is for anybody. Even if a white man gets arrested, it's like the 13th Amendment basically just takes all your rights away from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair to nobody. So I'm ready to see that. And because that's Kamala's wheelhouse, that is what she do. And she said it in her speech about justice reform. So I would love to see more reform and just better policies and procedures and things in place that is not disproportionately discriminating against minority groups and black people and all that. So
yes, Well, y'all, we're getting up there in time, and you know, like we said, we just gonna start kind of giving it to you how we gonna give it to you.
Right.
If y'all are really enjoying these videos, because this all I'm gonna say, like, it seems like y'all liking our page, but we keep saying leave a comment, and I'll see these people watching the videos, but like, it's no comments being left. But you just let somebody farted. Really, oh my god,
that was loud. I can hear that. Is he okay?
He needs to cut down on the dairy, fucking Christ. Yeah. But I hope that picked it up. But anyway, y'all really reach out to us. We enjoy doing this. It really does seem like that y'all enjoy us talking.
And thank you for the support on all of the platforms.
I'm
just excited.
We really appreciate.
We love to run our mouth. So if anybody listen, what? Because
period.
Gas me up.
No, but seriously, we really do appreciate the support that we do get from people who do watch us and all that other stuff. But on a light note, I had a very funny question to ask, but I talked myself out of it. It was just going to be like a funny, like, this or that type of thing, but it escaped me.
Okay, I have a this or that before we leave out of here. Wings or flats? I'm going to go with flats.
I guess flats. I don't eat meat anymore, but if I was,
I'm a flats girl. Like, now I'm not not the person that be like all flats, but I prefer flats.
The thing, even when I was like eating meat a lot, I've never been big on wings. I will go anywhere and get nachos and a burger before.
You sure will.
That's
you do get nachos.
If anybody knows me for real, when I go out to eat anywhere, I promise you, you are either going to see me get a burger or some nachos. And that's it. That's safe.
And I'm a wing person.
And if we go to Olive Garden, I'm going to get some pasta.
Okay.
But I think they have nachos there too. Like, same shit.
Yeah. They might. But yeah, I'm a flat person. Fried hard too. I like my stuff crispy, like fried hard.
If I ever got into the mood for wings and stuff, I do the flats, and fried hard is so good. And it's easier to get the meat off.
It is.
But no homo. Is that homo? I'm a girl. Whatever.
Right.
Eh. But
you are funny.
Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for watching Misunderstood Podcast today.
Yes.
Y'all, when I tell you, let me adjust myself. When I tell you, I'm so excited for where we're going and where we're at right now. We enjoy talking to y'all, and we enjoy y'all listening. And honestly, if nobody was listening to us and me and Latanya talked like this for an hour and recorded, we would just fucking do that too.
Yeah, we really would.
But we just do appreciate anybody who does watch it and enjoy these. And if it's anything that y'all want to see from us,
leave a comment or write us in our DMs or send us an email.
Slide in my DM, y'all. I am chronically single. I don't know if that's like an issue, but I mean, like,
you are not chronically single.
Bald girls need love too.
You are not chronically single.
I'm not.
I am chronically single.
Lies.
You be with the boyfriends, okay?
I don't have a boyfriend right now. Or I'm not gonna have one anytime soon.
But you don't have an issue getting one.
That's also
true. Something I know for a fact.
And that's on period. that's on this walk. I'm just playing. That was gross. To my family watching. It's on
Mama
Jesus Christ.
Gonna get you.
Bro, she gave it to me. What do you mean?
Right.
Mama got 7 kids.
Yeah, she probably
knew she was sending out dangerous people out here.
But yeah,
WAP is probably hereditary.
It probably is.
That's gross.
Right. But y'all, like us on all of the platforms.
Period.
We are on social media. We have an Instagram page.
Yes.
It's misunderstood at misunderstood_podcast. Our Facebook page is called Misunderstood. And we have a YouTube channel, Misunderstood. And you can also just find us on all of the streaming platforms where you can find podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and all of the other podcasts. We on all of them.
Period. We on
so
all 11.
Give us a stream and subscribe to us on all platforms. And just reach out to us if you want to.
Yes. And if you voted for Joe Biden's, add us on OnlyFans. to see LaTanya twerk. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.